So I'm joined by Nina Baru, who is from Walk the Walk. She is founder and chief executive of Walk the Walk. So can you tell me a little bit about what's happening? Because the moonwalk should have been happening this weekend, but I understand you've come up with a new solution due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yes. Well, you know, like every large event, they've all been put on hold. I should say put on hold, not cancelled. And we just felt these dates were so, our moonwalks are so precious and they're such a big part of our sort of fundraising landscape that we felt we had to do something to celebrate the day, because we have thousands of people that are all signed up, you know, raring to go when we do eventually reschedule them. So we came up with the idea of doing a moonwalk celebration road trip, which would leave Clapham Common in London, and we would walk all the way up to Holyrood in Edinburgh and then on to Lake Mývat in Iceland. And we're going to do it in 29 days. So people can sign up to do 2 miles a day. It's a collective miles. And we just wanted to see how many people we could get to Iceland. So there's sort of four different challenges, from us setting a challenge, 2 miles a day or 3 miles a day, 4 miles a day, or you could do a pick a mix and you could create your own. And every day, you know, everybody's sort of combining their miles as a group. And hopefully we'll all end up in Iceland. It'll be a lot of fun. It was a huge amount of fun at the weekend. We've got almost 1,000 people signed up to this, which I find incredibly moving. Many of them, in fact, I think a lot of them haven't actually signed up to do the moonwalk. These are just people that have been inspired to join it for the fun. And we want to raise money along the way. But I think the main thing is really just to sort of bring people together. If you've ever thought about walking from Clapham Common to Iceland, which is quite unusual, now's the time to do it.
Wonderful. And what I was going to just ask you about is how do people get involved, but also who can get involved? And that you're saying everybody. And I think a lot of people do think of the moonwalk as a women's charity, a women's thing. And I understand you'd really like, you know, men and children, everybody to get involved with it.
Well, first of all of Walk the Walk events are always include men and always have done. So I think sometimes people have the perception that because it's for breast cancer, it's for women only, but actually men get breast cancer too. And we've always had a lot of men that take part in the moonwalk. So, and also children. So this really is for everyone. It's for anybody that is inspired to take on a challenge for the next sort of, well, it's 27 days now. And they can go onto our website, walkthewalk.org. And you can just sign up and you can either follow the suggestions we've made, or create your own. And also, you know, if you're doing over 5 miles a day, you can cycle as well as walk, because, you know, we're very conscious that with the guidelines the way they are at the moment, even though they've been relaxed, people, you know, still have these restrictions on their movements and how far they can go, where they can go. So that just gives a little bit more freedom for people to rack up the miles. It's 1,190 miles from Clapham Common to Iceland. So come and join us, sign up, raise a little bit of money, and just join all these people and meet us in Iceland.
Wonderful. Nina, thank you very, very much for your time. That sounds like a fantastic amount of fun and a lot of money, hopefully, to be raised for brilliant causes. Wishing you the very best from everybody here at Radio Jackie.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.